Hey, you guys, welcome back. This is your number one nonprofit lady, Shakira, and I have a celebrity guest today. I'm excited. My birthday is tomorrow. Well, by the time this episode goes out, it was yesterday, but I'm excited nonetheless. Like, this is a great week to always talk about ways to get you guys funded. And here is a little known, I will say, this is one of those secret funding sources that you probably wouldn't have known about if someone didn't tell you or if you didn't look it up yourself, right? Because someone told you to look it up. So, anywho, how would it feel? Think about it like this. How would it feel to be able to access $10,000 a month strictly to be able to share your mission, share your awareness, and get you out there? I know a lot of people, a lot of you guys, and I talk to you guys, the biggest holdup is, you know, how come we're not getting donations, or we're not receiving the funding that we're thinking we want, et cetera. And I'm like, well, I don't ever see you. I don't see anything about you, your mission, your organization, anything. And so you're not readily present. And funders, believe it or not, are always looking for you, right? If they don't know you don't exist, or I should say do exist, they're not going to come knocking on your door, essentially. So anyway, if you were given $10,000, if you will, to be able to advertise and market the way you wanted to, no strings attached, every month, reoccurring, would you say yes? And I bet no one better say no. I tell you that. You all better not say no, right? And we have the answer to that. I'm going to take advantage of it because I didn't know until recently this was real. I've heard about it, but I didn't, you know, take advantage. But this is real, and we have the owner to prove it. So today we have Mr. Joe Coey. He is the founder and CEO of SalesX, and he's also, well, him and his organization or his business are really trying to help nonprofits expand their digital presence, which is huge now. The age that we're living in and the technology, our access to technology that we have that we didn't even have, let alone 10 years ago, we have no choice, right, to leave a digital footprint in this world. So his mission is to help y'all make that happen. All right. Google has a program called Google Ads Grants for Nonprofits. Some of y'all have heard of it. Most probably haven't. All right. It is a $10,000 a month budget or grant necessarily that's given to you worth of clicks. And this is like a whole other thing, right? Like, it's creating the marketing and the campaign is one thing, but getting the leads to engage in that marketing or that campaign is another, right? So you're able to get $10,000 worth of engagement, right? Or clicks to your ads account via Google Ads. And it's totally for free, pro bono, free, F-R-E-E, free, freedom, free, free. There's no other way around that, right? There's no cost, nothing, nada, zip, zilch, zero, nothing, okay? So if you are like me, who's like Google Ad challenged, also have a nonprofit, and is excited about being able to have a $10,000 allowance to help market, then you need to keep watching. You need to keep watching. You need to keep listening, okay? So Joe decided to provide the service for free. Him and his team said, let's break this barrier right now. Let's cut the BS and the excuses, right? Because y'all don't have excuses. And go out there and go get the money that's rightfully yours, right? Go solicit, go market, go share your mission and grow, right? And expand. Okay. This will help you to apply, activate, launch, and manage your Google Ad Grants accounts. All right. It truly is a no-brainer. Okay. The qualification process for this, he will go over that or into that. I'm not going to jump and take over all his time, but without further ado, I am so excited he's here. I'm so excited that he wants to share this with us, this information with us, so we can all be great. So, Joe, welcome to the show. That rhymes. Joe, show. How are you?
Thank you, Shakira. Yes, I'm well. I'm doing great, and I'm excited to be here.
Good, 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 good. Okay, so outside of what I said, tell everybody who you are. Who's Joe at the core?
Sure. So I've been in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, since 1983, and I grew up here and went to school here, and I worked in both engineering and in sales in a high-tech environment. Back in 2010, I started my own company to help companies grow, called SalesX, because we wanted people to sell more and be able to grow. But then that first year, we realized that all of our potential clients, they needed websites. So we're like, okay, I'm an engineer. I'll figure out how to do your website. So I started doing their websites for them. Then they needed to show up in search engines to the Google results. So I'm like, okay, I'll figure out how to do SEO and I'll do your SEO for you. Then that wasn't enough, and they needed to do paid search advertising in order to beat the incumbents that have been doing SEO for years. So I said, all right, I'll figure out how to do pay-per-click and with Google, and we'll do that for you. And then we decided to scale that part of the business, the paid search advertising. And as a result, we've been a Google Premier Partner, which is just the top 3% of the Google partners. And we've won the US Search Awards, which is a prestigious search industry award. We've won it 5 times for best agency, 3 times, plus best campaign and best use of data and so on. So we're
That's so cool.
Yeah, we're kind of geeks when it comes to Google Ads. And then Google has had this program. You could get to the details of it by going to google.com/grants. And basically it's for nonprofits who qualify. It's 501c3s who qualify. And the qualification criteria is simple. You can't be a government entity or organization. You can't be a hospital or healthcare organization. And you can't be a school or academic institution or university. Now, if you're kind of a, there are some, you know, there are some exceptions there, but for the most part, that's the 1, 2, 3 that's not allowed to get this Google grant. For anybody else that's outside of those three things, they could sign up for Google grants for nonprofits. And, you know, there's some verification process. They got to upload their 501c3 declaration and so on. From the IRS and a couple other things that we can help people get that accepted, get that acceptance. And what once they get accepted, what happens is Google will allow them. They don't even have to enter any credit card information. It's not a matter of spend the money and we'll refund you, anything like that. It's just straight up to $10,000 worth of free clicks that you could get on the Google search platform every month. If you can manage to get and spend that money, Google will give it free of charge. So that sounds really good. That sounds amazing. The only exception is that it's hard to get those clicks because first of all, Google Ads is a very complicated, sophisticated, and massive platform. It's hard to use and figure out how to use and everything else. One. And two, there are some hard limits on how much each click could have cost. So that hard limit is $2. So if you're trying to get clicks that would normally cost more than $2, then you wouldn't get those. You'd have to be far more creative, figure out how to get other clicks that cost less than $2. And so it takes a little bit of work. And it's not something that can happen overnight. Nothing is, right? If the shortcut is always the long way, I'd like to say. The long way is the shortcut. And so as long as you're getting some incremental, so the first month you might spend $30, the second month you might spend $100, the third month you might spend $300. And after a year, you might be spending $10,000 a month. And that money you're not paying out of your pocket. When I say you're spending Google's money. And so the way where SalesX comes in is that over the years, we've been helping nonprofits do this, and we give them 1/3 off of our minimum fee. And our minimum fee has been $1,500 a month. So a third off, that becomes $1,000 a month. Well, the problem is that $1,000 a month is money that would go towards the mission of the nonprofits. So a lot of nonprofits, even though there's this $10,000 a month potential benefit in front of them, they still can't, in good conscience, spend $1,000 a month for several months in order to realize that benefit. So my team and I were trying to figure out how can we help more nonprofits take advantage of this Google Ads. And we started thinking, well, let's, you know, do it for 500. Let's do it for 300. You know, let's do the management. And then one of the guys is like, let's just do it for $99, you know? And at that point, I was like, $99? I mean, that makes no sense whatsoever. If we're going to just do it for $99, let's just do it for free. I mean, you know, our
right.
$99 is not going to help our payroll at all.
I know. Right.
So let's just do it for free. So I'm like, all right, let's do it. Let's do it. You know, let's do a litmus test and see if we should do this. Kind of let's draw, you know, draw the cards. See if this is in the, you know, look into the crystal ball. See if this is going to happen for us. So I started searching for some names for that division. And the name givingly.org, so, you know, givingly.org, had become available, like, automatically somehow was available on that day. And that's a pretty cool name, you know.
It was not, all a lot. It was all meant to be.
Yes, yeah, so I'm like, all right, givingly.org is available. We're just going to give this away. And we're going to just take givingly.org and we're going to forward it to the salesx.com/grants. And, you know, will any nonprofit that wants the Google Grants, we will help them get the Google Grants and we'll help them manage it. We'll help them spend the money, Google's money, spend, you know, Google's money towards their mission. So whether it's announcing projects, announcing their mission, looking for volunteers, looking for events, looking for special celebrations, looking for donations, even selling stuff, like, you know, we have nonprofits that are, let's say it's like a temple and they're selling like handmade widgets by their members in order to raise funds, even selling stuff, whatever it might be, selling books, whatever it might be, as long as a nonprofit 501c3 and approved, especially like religious organizations, they get all approved. If you're a religious organization 501c3, boom, you're approved. So we will help them do that. And we have nonprofits that are doing all kinds of stuff. They're from our biggest client, which is they're actually the biggest magazine publisher in the world. They publish more magazines per month than any other company in the world. The Christian Science Monitor, to the small fry where, you know, it's free motorcycle trips for veterans. We just help them, you know, cover this Google grant spend. We help them acquire and spend the $10,000 a month. And we do that.
So it's almost like we get to have like a personalized marketing agency, like a full on experience with the marketing agency to be able to not just make sure we get the award, get it, and then also strategize on how to get through that. You know what I mean? Like how to make better use of that money.
Strategize and execute. The execution itself is extremely difficult to do if you don't know what you're doing or if you are not experienced. Even if you know what you're doing, but you haven't done it for years on end, spending big amounts of money, it's very difficult to actually achieve it. Yeah. And then, you know, we have expertise in creating the assets that you would need to get attention, putting the tracking in place, making sure that your clicks are going towards the things that people are looking for, finding new keywords that can get more of those clicks, setting up the structure of the campaigns so that the clicks are relevant. You're not just, you know, doing a spray and pray but you're actually doing targeted clicks,
right?
Very specific clicks. So there's a lot that goes into it. In fact, this is an audio only, but on the video, you can see that the complete conversion life cycle is many, many, many steps in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the expertise in all of those steps, including business process development. A lot of times, a nonprofit might start seeing attention and traffic and action in areas that they've never had to deal with before, they've never had the privilege of dealing with before. And then they're like, oh my God, what should we do with this? And we can advise them on what you should do with that. And that's business process, the need for new business processes to deal with newfound riches, compliments of Google, so to speak.
This is a true godsend. I'm excited. I am excited. I hope y'all are listening and are just as excited. Like, I'm sitting here like, contain your composure. So I will have the website in the show notes, givingly.org. And go click, go sign up, go get the help, go get the support. Now, there is literally no excuse at this point. None. None whatsoever. To get to meet the goal. So during your process of like from start to finish, creating SalesX, or obviously seeing the needs, right, and how you got to where you are, what are some takeaways or some things that you learned along the way?
Yeah, well, you know, this is an ever-changing industry. It's never a dull moment. Every 6 months, there's one big thing after another that's popping up. There's one thing that never changes, though, which is the need for the client's bank account to grow, whether that client's a nonprofit or a for-profit.
Yeah, very true.
Your bank account cannot be on the decline, because then you'll go out of business. So if your bank account balance is on the incline, it's continuing to grow, then that's the ultimate measure of success, right? You're making more money, you're succeeding, hopefully, right? And so part of what happens in our industry is that there's like a million and one ways of showing what's happening in the account. But those million and one, a million of them don't have to do with the bank account. And it's just the one that has to do with the bank account. And for us, that's the one that we kind of laser onto. That's the one that we focus on. We try and do everything backwards from there. It's like, how is it that you're going to achieve your mission? What's the definition of success? How are you going to grow your business, achieve your mission? What does that look like? And then let's back that up, reverse into what that means on the advertising side. Okay. That is called the KPI, key performance indicator. So once we've helped you nail down your KPIs, then we set those KPIs as your goal, as our goal for your account. And then we go after helping you achieve those KPIs. I have a friend of mine, said, who's Joe Coy. I'm a lifelong martial artist, and my goal in life is to become enlightened, you know, in the Buddhist sense of the world, and help for the benefit of all sentient beings. That's my goal. And throughout my journey, I've done a lot of martial arts, and there's a guy, when I was getting like at my black belt test back in 1999 for Shotokan, there was another guy who's a really successful businessman, and he got his black belt on the same day that I did. And we became friends after that. And his name was Gene Rugroden. And I said to Gene, I said, Gene, and this is back in 99, I was not, you know, this is quite a while ago, so I was still getting started in my journey. I said to him, Gene, what's your secret for success? And he said, early to bed, early to rise, work like hell, and advertise. And I said, okay, all right. I never forgot. I never forgot that sentiment.
And it makes sense when you break it down. Yeah,
it's like early to bed, early to rise, work like hell. That's the three things
mm-hmm.
that all the successful people have in common. But it's the advertise part that a lot of people are like, how do I do it? It's a waste of money.
Yeah.
What if it doesn't work? What if it's attract the wrong crowd? What if I advertise and the people that show up, they don't buy? Blah, blah, blah. There's like a million different ways of wasting money in advertisement. Okay. And what we do here is we try and get to the bottom of that through ongoing testing and saying, all right, first of all, careful planning, reverse engineering, and then ongoing testing and continuous improvement. So figuring out exactly what your goal is that's going to add to the bottom line, reverse engineering the campaigns towards that, and then looking at the results and checking against your bank account saying, is that working? Is that work? I mean, you would have to check against your bank account. We don't get access, obviously. But
right.
the point is,
that client would be able to see for themselves, whoa, right?
Yeah. Like if there's something that's closing, they might say, oh, wow, this kind of traffic yields something.
Yeah.
This kind of traffic yields maybe something in 3 months. And this kind of traffic yields nothing. So how do we go after the first kind of traffic? And then after we've completely gotten all of them that we can, then go after the second kind of traffic. And then the third kind of traffic, how do we avoid that? You know, and those are kinds of business value learnings that we have the expertise in and that we can help our clients with. And normally we charge a really pretty penny for that. And for nonprofits, I just decided through Givingly, that is the best way for SalesX, to be able to kind of build up our karma, our good karma points. And, you know, if we can help 100 nonprofits and each one of those nonprofits helps 100 people, well, we've just helped, you know, 10,000 people, right? And if we do 1,000 and each one of those does 1,000, now we've helped 1 million people. And so why not? Why not do it that way?
It makes total sense. This is why you guys are the number one in everything at this point. I mean, this is good. This is better than YouTube University at this point, you know, like... This is stuff you're not going to Google. You're not going to be able to find on YouTube for real. You're going to find it here, though, but not on YouTube. This is good. Okay, Joe, do you feel like you're fulfilling your life's purpose? If so, why?
I'm now 53, going on 54, and I think I have finally nailed down the answer. And the answer is the betterment of all sentient beings. Right. If we can help our other fellow sentient beings, whether it's humans or other sentient beings, then that's the purpose of life, is just to continue to help each other. Mm-hmm. Right. And when you're trying to help each other, that means you're trying to avoid hurting each other or hurting other people or hurting yourself. So it's the whole connectedness phenomenon. It's the oneness. Right. So, in fact, today is Juneteenth, right? And Juneteenth is a holiday that was just recognized in 2021. And I honestly didn't know about it myself until this past weekend. So I was just, oh, what's Juneteenth, right? And when I found out about it this morning, one of my operations director, he reached out and was like, hey, what's going on? Do we have a holiday? And this is already at 11 o'clock. And I said, you know what? Abolishing slavery is a great idea, and we should have a holiday. You know, it's too late this year, but going forward, we're going to have a holiday on Juneteenth. So that is, you know, helping sentient beings by abolishing slavery. Those guys did the hard work. So, yeah, that's my life's purpose, is to achieve that. And a lot of these... religious organizations also try and do that, right? They try and help people get out of the quagmire that is their day-to-day lives, and to be able to help them spread their message through free Google clicks, that's a good thing.
That is. That's powerful. Thank you so much. This was so power packed. I'm excited. Tell everybody where they can find you and SalesX and how to sign up, like ASAP. Tell us all the things.
So I can be reached at joe@salesx.com. So it's just the word sales and the letter X. And of course, if you go through the website and fill in one of the forms there, you can reach me that way as well. We're called SalesX, but we don't actually have a sales team. We're a boutique agency. It's just me and like 12 engineers. So there are no salespeople here, so to speak. So you can reach me through SalesX, or you could go to givingly.org. So the word giving followed by an ly.org. And then that will take you to the Givingly page on SalesX. And, I can finish by quoting the good Reverend, Zig Ziglar. Let me just go to the page and read it so I don't botch up what he said. He said, "You can get everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want." And mm-hmm. So God bless his heart. You know, this has been a driving principle for me since I started SalesX. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people come to me, they're like, "Oh my God, we're desperate for XYZ. And it's like, "All right, let's help you fix that. And then if you end up hiring us, great, we'll charge you a fee. If you don't, then that's fine. Off you go." Mm-hmm. You know, and it works out. It's like, help grab someone's hand and lift them up if you can.
This is powerful, beautiful way to end. Thank you so much. And you guys, you can follow me and connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm more active there now than I am on Facebook. So LinkedIn at my name, Shakira Relifer. And the Master Grant Writing course is relaunched, is out. It is launched today officially. And as our official Freedom Day. And go ahead, learn how to write some grants, win some government contracts, and now add givingly.org to your list of protocol steps so you can market, push, and get your mission in the eyeballs of people and funders who don't know you exist yet. And this is a beautiful thing. All the links and everything, all the details will be in the show notes. Whatever you do, do me a favor and take action. It doesn't cost anything to spread this episode, spread the word. If it doesn't help you, you know someone it can help. And if you choose not to, it could be costing you a fortune, a lot, if you don't take action. So I just wanted to say, please share this with at least one other friend, this episode with one other friend, and or take advantage for yourself. And so everyone can get a piece of the pie. So thank you so much, Joe. Awesome. You guys continue to be brave, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you on top. Thank you so much. My pleasure.
Thank you, Shakira. Take care.